welcome to tonight's broadcast of game number 5 of this Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 Preliminary Finals. Enjoy the broadcast.
Hello and welcome back to our continuing coverage of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 here live at OpBGN, the home of Blizzard Gaming Night. Welcome to our presentation of the fifth and deciding game of the preliminary final of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 between Lousy.Cheesy and Desastroso. Just as a short recap of what has happened, Desastroso took game number 1 on the map of Othello, with Lousy.Cheesy taking games 2 and 3, and Desastroso able to stay alive in game number 4 to force this fifth and deciding game. This fifth and deciding game is going to be on the map that began it all, right at the beginning of this particular tournament, and that is back to the old favorite Othello. It looks like we're going to see Protoss versus Zerg for this one, as Lousy.Cheesy is going to go into his clutch Protoss, apparently. And Desastroso is going into his off-race of Zerg. Okie dokie, let's just get this underway. Desastroso is in the white Zerg located in the top left corner here on the map of Othello, with Lousy.Cheesy in the brown located in the bottom left corner. So now what is very interesting is that this is the fifth and deciding game of this particular tournament for these two players. The winner goes on to the championship series against Superkiller with a chance to win the Blizzard Gaming and Invitational 5. The loser, his road ends here. So what do both players do? Instead of going with the races that they consider that they are the best at, they go with their off races, which is very unique. So Desastroso's Zerg has been considered by many his worst, although Lousy.Cheesy has come through in the clutch a couple times here with Protoss. So this right, from basically, in my opinion, the Protoss player's got a huge advantage here. So Lousy.Cheesy might be moving on to his second straight final. Just based on the map, just based on the race choice, excuse me. It's kind of a strange selection, but maybe Desastroso can prove us wrong, and we can all be happy about that later, and sing a dance. Traditional build out of Lousy.Cheesy, pylon at the choke, forge at the choke. You're going to soon see a cannon there, and you're going to see, guess what? Fast expand, Lousy.Cheesy Protoss. What a shocker. Desastroso back at his main base has his spawning pool underway. Let's see if he also fast expands. Now we're just waiting for the exciting moment in which the Nexus goes up. Oh, and here we got our first little bit of interesting action going on. Pylon underway at the natural expansion of Mr. Desastroso, forcing Desastroso to pull. Okay, Lousy.Cheesy did exactly what he wanted there. Put the pylon in a position where that catchery was likely going to go down, and it forced Desastroso to either, one, delay the timing of his building, or two, build his natchery at a little bit less ideal position. And Desastroso took the first option. He canceled it to build it in the more pristine, ideal position to give his expansion a little bit more life. There's those six Zerglings, initial Zerglings, coming from Desastroso, and they're going to go after that probe. It's trying to pick off at that hatchery there. And they run right around the probe, and the probe is going to run to safety. And Hydrowing declares it's GG for Lousy.Cheesy if the Lings come. Second photon cannon comes up at the natural choke point at Lousy.Cheesy's main base. And by the way, that was not bad manner. I was just stating, you know, what the player stated. And not surprising, Disturbs does this traditional maneuver himself, goes three hatch to the second natural in his part of the map in the top left corner here on the map of Othello. Pretty standard Zerg play versus Fast Expand. Guy took the words right out of my mouth. With those two photon cannons there, those Zerglings are not going to do much damage. Three Zerglings bite the dust out of that initial group of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So, yes, two bases are established right now for Daystar, so the third base is underway as well. Oh, God. Discussion of fake Fast Expand is going on in the room. Simulator is underway at the natural expansion of Lousy.Jeezy. And Lousy.Jeezy only does have that one gateway. Fourth hatchery is going up for Desastro so early on. Boy, where it looks either he's going to really be pushing the Zerglings quickly or he's just building a fourth hatchery. Yeah. All right, the Zerglings are just sitting outside. Looks like Lousy.Jeezy wants to see what Desastroso is doing, understandably so. And two Zerglings are chasing the one probe, and the other Zerglings go back into a more defensive position. Now, Rain, remember, good-mannered players are good sports. Come on. And Hydro Wing responds with the two dots. Okie dokie. Citadel of Adun is underway back in Lousy.Cheesy's main base. Yeah. And variants here, and we have four SCVs doing a carousel around minerals in the bottom right corner, for those of you that are entertained. Templar Archive is underway as well for Lousy.Jeezy. But Desastroso does have these two bases now established, but he doesn't have many drones doing much in either one of them. Meanwhile, back in Desastroso's main base, two evolution chambers are underway, plus an upgrade to a lair. So. Interesting play from these two players in this pivotal game 5. Two more gateways are going up as well for Lousy.Jeezy. Yeah, at least I have the gumption to try this. Let's see, seven Zerglings are sitting outside of the natural base of the...
Link engaged.
Yeah, so. Sorry about that. If you still hear an echo, my recommendation is to mute the broadcast of Super Killer. As Super Killer rudely interrupted the broadcast like that, causing the echo. Thanks a lot! Anywho, let's get updated on what is happening back in this particular deciding game that's going to determine the opponent for the idiot that came in to cause the echo. Cough, cough. Bunch of drones were produced at the second natural expansion of Desastroso. So now Desastroso finally has those two bases pretty well established. And remember, today, is all about good-mannered sportsmanship across the board. A bunch of Hydralisks are being produced back in Desastroso's side of the map here. Total be exact, a total of 8 Hydralisks. Probably going to see some Lurkers coming at some point here. Ooh, let's see here. Looks like Lousy.Cheese is going to try go on the attack here. He's got a couple of High Templar loaded up and a couple of Zealots loaded up. Most likely, I'm going to guess he's going to go to one of these high ground areas to try to psionic storm one of these beautiful mineral lines. Looks like DeSastroso's on the attack with his group of bunch of Hydralisks coming down. They're attacking the one pylon. High Templar, though. Let's see. Psionic Storm goes off. Kills off a few of the Hydralisks. Kills off one of the High Templar, and that group of Hydralisks ends up being totally annihilated. A couple of nice Psionic Storms and that one Photon Cannon conveniently placed. In the meanwhile, as was predicted, second natural expansion of DeSastroso gets annihilated by a good Psionic Storm. One on the high ground, one immediately to the bottom right of the minerals. Nine drones disappear. Excellent maneuvering from Lousy.Cheese. And his one High Templar is just sitting there waiting to recharge again with more energy so he can Psionic Storm yet again there. Here come another group of Hydralisks down towards the second expansion, Lousy.Cheesy. Another Psionic Storm goes off. Ooh, three storms go off. Kills off good group of the Hydralisks, and the five remaining Hydralisks are forced to retreat back to the top of the map there. I think it's safe to say DeSastroso is going to have to do a little bit more than just send Hydralisks down to get him Psionic Stormed and to win this particular game. Another hatchery is going off in DeSastroso's main base to bring his total of hatcheries up to five. So what does Lousy.Cheesy do at that second natural, which he expects DeSastroso to attack yet again? Five cannons go. I think that's six cannons. And a shuttlecraft is going to load up, probably wait for some. Here come Hydralisks again. They're going to force a retreat there. Perhaps he should go around the other side of the map to maybe escape instead of having to deal with that second expansion. But what do I... Lousy.Cheesy's doing a bit of a pre-expansion rush into the bottom right corner. Pylon with the cannon loaded up. Let's see here. DeSastroso's got his Hydralisks regrouped, and now he's sending them back down. This time going around the other way. Looks like they're going towards the bottom right. Probably it's a good idea, as that's usually where Lousy.Cheesy likes to build up his secret extension. But one Dark Templar sitting out there, waiting to just go after these Hydralisks. There goes one Hydralisk. The cannon disappears. Pylon disappears, but that Dark Templar should be able to pick off these Hydralisks. Instead, the Dark Templar just sits there. Let's the Hydralisks just go in and sit there as well. So we both just want to say, so the Hydralisks wait for the Overlord to come out. Very, very exciting. 3, 5, 8 Zealots, 4 High Templar, and 1 single Dragoon are sitting outside of the second expansion of Lousy.Cheesy. And now DeSastroso has his group of 2, 5, 8, 10 Hydralisks in a pretty advantageous position, sitting there where nothing is going on in the main base in the bottom right corner. So now DeSastroso is going to soon see, well, in addition to that one Dark Templar, but he decides to completely ignore them. It looks like he's also ignoring the expansion at the second natural in the bottom right as well, as I think he notices that Lousy.Cheesy is on the move here with this good group of High Templar, now 3 Dragoons and a few Zealots for good measure. The Hydralisks decided to dance through and die in the process. Excellent micromanagement. And no one failed to mention, too, that Lousy.Cheesy did an excellent little drop right into the main base of DeSastroso. One arc on a couple of Zealots. Sadly enough, I think this game is going to end, and we're going to have ourselves a rematch of the last Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 4. No, I did not notice that at all. I don't know what I was watching. So DeSastroso's valiant little effort there. Yeah, exactly. The standing still Dark Templar. That's really more exciting than actually the actual gameplay that's going on. The second natural of Desastroso's is just about gone. Desastroso's only option at this point is to sunken up. And Lousy Dot Cheesy is going to pull it out of the fire yet again. He's going to take this preliminary final and is going to defeat Desastroso 3-2. Desastroso is doing another futile expansion to the top right, natural expansion, but 3 Archons, a bunch of Zealots, and a good group of Dragoons are going to say sayonara to the other natural. And Desastroso declares the GG. And there you go. It is now official. Lousy Dot Cheesy, Super Killer, your championship series of the Blizzard Gaming and Invitational Tournament 5, coming in the next few days. So Lousy Dot Cheesy takes this best of 5 affair 3-2 in 15 minutes and 6 seconds on the map of Othello, and he nearly doubles the score of Desastroso in the process. 80,368 was your score for the winner, Lousy Dot Cheesy. Desastroso's losing score, 41,462. Not exactly your most traditional exciting game 5 in a series like this, but then again, a lot of games like that usually don't live up to the hype. So Lousy Dot Cheesy now just has to prepare for Super Killer in the next couple of days. It should be an interesting series. But the real question, is Lousy Dot Cheesy going to actually play that series with any semblance of seriousness? If he does, perhaps, just perhaps, he might have a shot to take this title and win the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5. So thus, that concludes our 5 games of broadcasting here at the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 on this fine Friday evening. I hope you enjoyed my solo efforts here, as we will be joined for the championship series by some more experienced players, I might add. And then again, for my compadres here, Zorak, Rain, and the rest of Blizzard Gaming Night, who have helped me so much throughout these 5 games of broadcast, just like to say for the last time, Lousy Dot Cheesy advances to your Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 Championship Series with a 3-2 series victory over Desastroso. So long, everybody. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio, the home of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5.